Well, there's a lot of talk to talk about in the world of sports this week. The Bruins continue their quest for the Stanley Cup tonight.
The Red Sox are in first place, and the Patriots added a big-name bench warmer to their roster.
Joining us now to talk about all of that is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey there, Bill.
Hello, Megan.
So let's start with the news about that bench warmer. Tim Tebow signed by the New England Patriots this week. He's a highly polarizing figure in the NFL, but speaking to reporters yesterday, Coach Bill Belichick was positively verbose in explaining the new addition to the roster.
Anything we do is what we feel is in the best interest of the team. Tim's a talented player that's smart and works hard, so see how it goes.
See how it goes. Bill, what do you make of the Tim Tebow addition?
Well, as you say, Bill Belichick was predictably and dependably verbose. Actually, he got very irritated at the number of questions about Tim Tebow. Perhaps never has a third-string quarterback generated so many questions of a June day in the National Football League.
He's the only thing that took over my Twitter feed yesterday over Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, and you have to feel a little bad for the Red Sox, who were in first place, and for the Bruins, who were about to play in the Stanley Cup Finals, because all of the sporting press was gathered around Tim Tebow. It's kind of funny.
Bill, the Onion, the satirical paper and website, had an article today with a headline, Patriots to finally get some media attention with the Tim Tebow signing.
Yeah, a rare Onion headline that we can read on the air. What fun.
But does he bring anything of value to the New England Patriots in terms of football playing ability?
The expectation has to be that he will bring something of value to the Patriots. The Patriots' brain trust is dependably successful. Bill Belichick isn't an idiot. He wouldn't have brought the guy on in order to simply create a very large press conference. So, you know, it's anybody's guess what he will bring. My own guess, and utterly uninformed, is that eventually he'll play some position other than quarterback for the Patriots. He's a big, strong, athletic guy. He's fast. He has all kinds of talent as an athlete, and maybe they'll find some place where the depth chart is a little thin, and quarterback may very well not be that place.
And then there's also just the brilliant marketing of being able to say, we're not talking about it, you're talking about it.
Yeah,
the media.
Well,
let's move on to the Bruins, because the Bruins, who are taking the ice tonight, I should say, in the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals in Chicago against the Blackhawks. They're very defense-focused. So what do you think this matchup is going to look like?
I think it's a great matchup. I think both the NHL Finals and the NBA Finals are terrific matchups, and hooray for fans who get this in June, especially with hockey, where it looked for so long as if there wouldn't even be a hockey season. Mm-hmm. Hockey's doing something right. They got this final after bungling their way through a lockout and making lots of fans very unhappy that the season didn't start on time, and now they get this as a final. It should be terrific if the Bruins can figure out how to score a power play goal or three, and if they continue to have a goals against average through an entire series of one half goal. Sure. It's not too many people beat you when you do that. My only concern about the Bruins is that they beat the Penguins in such an unlikely fashion. Sidney Crosby disappeared. The Bruins, as they say, allowing an average of half a goal a game. You just wonder what they're going to do for an encore. Can they do anything that's that successful and dramatic?
Do you think that it matters that they actually haven't had a matchup with the Blackhawks since October of 2011?
No, I don't think so. Teams scout each other. They know what the Blackhawks are capable of doing, and if they don't, all they have to do is look at the tape from that half of the postseason, and they'll see what the Blackhawks are capable of doing. They're a very good team, and as you said, tough defensively, they got several guys capable of scoring several goals. It should be great. Should be great entertainment.
Bill, I've got to ask you about the Red Sox, because, as you know, that's what I do.
Yes.
It's in my contract.
Are they still in first place?
They're still in first game. They lost a miserable game to Tampa Bay last night. John Lester came up way short, and yet have the best record in the American League still.
Shabby league.
He outsmarts us every time.
Once upon a time, this man was a Red Sox fan.
I'm almost ready, Anthony, to acknowledge that the Red Sox are for real.
All right.
Let's see if we can get to the 4th of July.
Okay. Maybe next week. Maybe early July. All right, we'll move on.
I tip my hat to you, Anthony, for the valiant attempt there. But let's talk about basketball for a second, because there is some news today on the future of Celtics head coach Doc Rivers. Apparently, he told ESPN this afternoon that he believes that it, quote, may be time for a change. Now, no official word on whether that means he won't be returning next season, but what do you make of that statement?
Well, one of my colleagues reminded me earlier today that Doc Rivers says things like this from time to time at this time of the year, and so maybe we don't have to make anything of it. Speculation is that he sees that it's very nearly time to rebuild the Celtics. They've got Paul Pierce. People are talking about the end of his career, or else he might be traded, talking about the end of Kevin Garnett's career, talking about Rajon Rondo coming back from an injury, and maybe Doc Rivers at this point in his career would not be too excited about rebuilding a team. So maybe that's what he's thinking about.
Well, we'll see as that story develops. Bill Littlefield is the host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and, of course, Wednesdays on Radio Boston. Bill, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Stay with us. Up next, the latest debate on Beacon Hill to raise the minimum wage. Can businesses afford it? That's one of the questions. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.